Revelation 9, Revelation 8, we studied the opening of the, or the blowing of the first four trumpets. It's amazing to me that in Revelation 8, it only took six verses to blow four trumpets. But in Revelation 9, it's going to take 21 verses for two trumpets, which are what I want to call woes. In other words, as these judgments happen during the tribulation period, they intensify or they get worse. Now, let me say this as way of review. You know there was a seven seal book. That book was open. When the seventh seal was open, then the seven trumpets are going to be blown. And when the seventh trumpet is blown, the seven vials of God's wrath will be poured out on the earth. Now, there's some who ignorantly think they all run at the same time. They don't. You have the seven seals, you got the seven trumpets, and then you have the seven vials. They're not all together at the same time. That's how you get some of these false beliefs about mid-tribulation, rapture, pre-wrath. And by the way, I don't believe any of them. I'm a pre-tribulation rapturist. Now let's read this chapter together. I'm going to read it. And when I read it, I'm going to might shout a couple times and make the statement, I'm glad I'm not there. I want y'all to know when I read this, all hell is breaking loose. Let's look at it. And the fifth angel sounded, Revelation 9:1, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him. Now notice, Lance, last week you made a statement about the star in chapter 8. Well, the star in chapter 8 is not talking about him. It was talking about Wormwood. But this star is talking about a person. Him. To him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Now listen, look what happens. How many of you have ever seen a locust? Raise your hand if you've ever seen a locust. Sure you have. Somebody tell me how big one is. Somebody just get up and describe one for me. Who can do that? Anybody can describe one for me? What? Can anybody? Can you? Well, come up here and do it. Pressure's on you. Well, this Bible study, okay? We can do what we want.
They're going to look about like a cricket. They're going to look a lot like what's described coming up next in the Bible. They're going to have wings. They're going to
No. What's a regular locust
look like? That's what I'm saying. It's got wings. It's got a strange looking head. If you look at its face, it's kind of weird looking.
Just small.
But small. 1 or 2 inches.
It's an animal.
It's an animal.
Insect, whatever they call it.
Yes.
That's pretty good description.
Normally, when you do see them, there's hundreds and thousands of them.
Oh, yeah.
They don't fly low.
Do you know they can spread out as far as 4 miles wide?
Yes.
And 100 deep?
When they come, they consume everything in their path.
Okay. Yep. Man, oh man. Give him a hand. He did very like this. Now notice these locusts. I wanted you to hear that. That was good, Lance. I couldn't have done it better. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth. And unto them was given power as the scorpions of the earth had power. And it was commanded them. These are odd locusts. Now, I got to ask you one more question. You did not. I think you covered it. So the locusts you were talking about, they devour grass, earth. Okay. Well, these are funny locusts here. Let's look at this. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass. These are odd locusts of the earth. Neither any green thing, neither any tree. So these locusts are not going to hurt green grass, trees, or anything green. All right, Zach? That's what it says. But notice this. But only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them. Notice this. But they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when it striketh a man. In those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. Now notice the description of them, these locusts. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle. Seems large to me. More than 2 inches. And on their head, as it were crowns of gold. And their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as of a sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. Now, we'll say this, that a locust's time on earth was about from May to September, or 5 months. It might be noted that. Now, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there comes two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying, the sixth angel with hath the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. Wow. And the four angels were loose, which were prepared for an hour. Now they had a certain time. Prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Now, y'all with me? Remember in our Bible study, Rich, in the first seven seals, that one-fourth of the population dies? Now, another third dies. Or when this is over, one-half of the population will be dead. If it happens this in the next 7 years, that means 4 billion people die. And 4 billion are left. That's incredible to me. That's in your Bible. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000 or 200 million. And I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jason and brimstone, and the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone. And by these three were the third part of men killed by fire and by smoke and by brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth and in their tails. For their tails were like unto serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. Now notice, after all that, wouldn't you think folks would repent? Wouldn't you think? Why is it we can preach hellfire and brimstone to people in this dispensation, and they just stand back and reject it? Well, things will not change, because these people will not repent, even though they see firsthand God's almighty wrath. Now notice it. And the rest of the men, which were not killed by the plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone of wood, which neither can we see nor hear nor walk, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Wow. That's quite a chapter. How many of y'all agree with me? That's quite a chapter. How many of you in this room are kind of thankful you're not going to be here for that? Now, I've got to be quite honest with you. My mind's... I have, like some of you, and read Hal Lindsey's books. You probably have read them. And, you know, he does a whole lot of spiritualizing of what these are. And sometimes he said they were helicopters. And I'm not doing that. I can't tell you what they are. But I'm telling you, I don't want to have no part of them. And I'm not going to have any part of them, because I've been washed in the blood and been saved by the grace of God. Now, let's see if we can. Now, hey, I bet everybody in this room has made this statement before in your life. You didn't mean it. You didn't mean it, but you made it. Or at least most of us have. I know I have, by just ignorance. We make the statement when we're having a bad day, or we're angry or disappointed or hurt, I just wish I could die. We don't mean that. That's kind of a hyperbolic statement. Or I wish I could die. We don't mean it. But in this time, there's going to be some people say, I wish I could die, and they're going to mean it, and they're going to try to die, and they can't. For 5 months. They'll literally try suicide and can't die. Oof. I'm not going to let my mind go too far on that. I'm just giving you what the scripture says. This chapter is divided into two parts. The fifth trumpet is the first 12 verses. The sixth trumpet is verses 13 through 20. In the first 12 verses, we see demons that come from the abyss. And then we see a 600 million army in the sixth trumpet. And these four angels that are at Euphrates now, they're in Euphrates now, bound. Now, they're not good angels because good angels are not bound. These are demons. Y'all with me? Now, let's go in. Man, I'm taking a lot of time introduction, but let me go on. First of all, in your outline, God uses demons to carry out His judgments. I told you earlier that in chapter number 8, there were 6 verses to bring 4 trumpets. Now He devotes 21 verses to bring 2 trumpets, or the 2 woes. Now, in this passage, you're going to see a lot of demonic activity. And I want to make a statement. And I'm not trying to scare you, but it's the truth. We see a lot of demonic activity today. When we were, and we're still in the battle, when this alphabet group was, that's the best I can say. I can't remember all those letters. It was kind of after us. And I tell you what they done, Rich. One of the group notified, what was them 3 letters? T-S? You told me T-S-M, T-S? Earth to Chad. Well, he then forgot. Huh? Not ACL, it was a TSM something, and I asked you about it, and here's what you told me. Satanic Temple. Why is it that I remember everything and he remembers nothing? But what happened was, they said, have we called the Satanic Temple, that group? Why? Because they're spawned from the devil. It's demonic. And many of the people that practice that are, you know, if you see some of that drag queens, you and go to the reference about them, they dress like Satan. But I will tell you this, they get it wrong because they got him with horns and a red outfit. I think he's an angel of light myself, and he ain't going to come out with a pitchfork and in a red outfit, but boy, he can come suddenly, can't he? Good preaching, Reverend. Recently, a Barna survey, they survey a lot about Christian things. Said 27%, only 27% believe Satan is real. But there's more practice and more ungodliness than ever before. And I want all y'all to know, he is real. Now, let's look at verses 1 and 2 and verse 11 and 12. And we'll look at all 12 of these verses. And go through them. In verse 1 and 2, if you notice, as we read, and the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there rose a smoke out of it as the smoke of a furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke. Well, who is this angel here? Who's this star? Well, I'll tell you who this star is. He's fallen. He already has fallen. And his name is the devil, or Lucifer. He's that star. And he's given the key to the bottomless pit. You said, well, I thought that was his anyway. All you, don't you forget what happened at the resurrection? Jesus said, I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I have the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And he's been, so what happens is he's given this key to go open this bottomless pit. This is in your Bible. Y'all see it? And Luke references this, talking about Satan falling as a lightning. See, he fell from heaven. Now, if you want to know where he fell, Isaiah 14:12 said, I will exalt myself above God. And by the way, pride is why he fell. He wanted to have a takeover of everything God had. Because he was full of pride. You want the number one sin we all have? Pride. I think we all need to deal with pride. What's the middle letter of sin? I. What's the middle letter of pride? I. And what did he say? I will ascend. Now, if you're a gap theorist here, I'm not trying to upset your apple cart. You can believe that. It's okay with me. I don't. I'll tell you why I don't. Because I have the fall of Satan different than you did. See, you, if you're a gap theorist, and I'm not after gap theorists. I'm just explaining why I'm not one. They have the fall of Satan between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. But that's impossible. Because if you read Ezekiel 28:12-14, he was in the garden of God in perfection. And he was, by the way, if you don't know this, the devil was the choir director of heaven. Read it. Read Ezekiel 28:12-14. And he was in the garden of God dressed up in his glory before he fell. See, I believe the fall of God happened in the garden, not in Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. That's scripture. I'm giving you scripture. Now, I'm not going off a deep end on it. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Amen. You said, but how? Boy, I don't mean to run a rabbit here, but can I run one? You said, but how in the world do you get all them billions and trillions of years they talk about? Well, I got that answer. I don't have to have a gap between 1 and 1:2 to tell you how they got billions and millions of years. I don't have to have that. You know why I don't have to have that? Because when God created the earth in 6 days and on the seventh day he rested, he did not create a baby earth or an immature earth. He created a very mature earth. Good preaching, Rev. That has nothing to do with what I'm wanting to talk about. I'm teaching, okay? And if you believe in the gap theory, I ain't saying you're out of your mind or anything like that. I don't believe that. I used to believe it myself until I saw differently. When I was a young preacher, I believed in it. I don't now because I think Satan fell at a different time than they did. That's all, okay? Wow. That's pretty good teaching just for a little teaching, isn't it? But he failed. Whether you have him fallen in between 1:1 and 1:2, or he fell in the garden way, I think, whether one of us is right and one of us is wrong, and I'm not going to die on that. He did fall. He is a fallen angel.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And he is the king of the bottomless pit. And this key was given to him. And you say, what is this bottomless pit or this abyss? It's mentioned 9 times in the New Testament. It's a prison house for demons. By the way, they're reserved in Some of them are reserved in judgment in that prison house. You say, what do you mean, some of them? Oh, boy. Well, is it okay if I do this 2 weeks in a row? Because there is no way if I can explain all this to you. See, I don't believe every demon is there. But I believe some of them are. You say, well, which some are you talking about? Here's what I think. Now, I could be wrong. Hello? Y'all heard a lie here that I said I could be wrong. Remember in Genesis 6 where it says the sons of God met the daughters of men? And by the way, you said, well, those sons of God, some people believe there was Seth, and I believe that. I ain't sure. But some people believe they were angels. Well, y'all all with me? I ain't lost y'all, have I? Well, here's the problem. If I'm consistent with Scripture and time at the same time. How many of y'all know the book of Job was written first? Do you know that? How many knew that? If you didn't know it, you just found that out. First book written. Well, remember, that was the day when the sons of God went up before the throne and Satan with them. And then later on in the book, if you reference the Son of God, it definitely says they were angels. So what I believe is a certain number of angels met with the daughters of men and committed that atrocious act. And they were put and reserved in judgment. And they're in the abyss right now. You said this is deep. It's not real deep if you read all the Bible. By the way, 2 Peter 2:4 and Jude 6 deals with this. Wow. Everybody still with me? I'm going to give you another one. I told you this Bible study is going to take a turn. I am not. Did I say I'm not going to get done? I would love to have y'all stay another hour. You can't, but I could. It don't matter to me, man. I'm full. Woo! Now, let me ask y'all a question. Frankie, you're going to like this. Frankie Humphrey, you're going to like this next statement because this is what you believe. Where does the Antichrist come from? Now, we know that eventually he's going to come out of the sea, the Mediterranean. And we know he's a Jew. But where is his abode now? I know, teacher. I know. How many of y'all want to know? Where's he at right now? Now, we know his spirit is here. But where is he now? Anybody here? Y'all just sit back here going, where's he at now? Oh, let me show you where he's at. Look at Revelation 11 and 7. I didn't know I was going to go this deep tonight. I thought I'd just go shallowly go across these verses. And now this is talking about the two witnesses. Look at the context of chapter 11, the two witnesses who I think is a Moses and Elijah. If you read the first six verses, it talks about them. And then they die, and that's who kills them. In verse 7, and when they shall have finished their testimony, that's those two witnesses, I think Moses and Elijah. The beast that ascended out of the... Right? That beast, go over chapter 13, it talks about him coming out of the sea, which I believe he will be out of the Gentile nations, but he'll be a Jew. Well, who? He's coming out of the abyss. Well, how did he get in the abyss in the first place? And I do know something. I used to fuss with these guys that believe Judas was the Antichrist. But, however, they have some scripture. Oh, you know, Duck, that we've been praying for, he came and asked me about that question. And I told him Judas was a lost man. Because Judas had no chance to be saved. Because he was the son of perdition. Jesus said, I've chosen you 12. And one of you is what, Joe? A devil. And Judas is the only. But let me ask you something. Oh, Lord. It's 3 minutes I'm supposed to quit. Let me ask you something. We know God don't predestine people to be saved or lost. But Judas was. He had no chance. Because he was the son of perdition. And how many of y'all know the scripture that hell was made for the devil and his angels? Why did it say when Judas died, he went to his own place?
Wow.
Now, I can prove to you. Now, do you not agree, Chad? I'm in deep water. You might not want to agree with anything I say from here forward. Satan tries to duplicate God. He's got an unholy trinity, the dragon, the beast, the false prophet. And he's going to emulate, because he says, remember over there in Revelation 13, he says, he is, and he was, and he shall come, talking about the beast. He is, and he was, and he shall come. He is, and he was. Who was he? Well, Brother Winker, I'm not real smart. But I'm confused sometimes. I do get confused sometimes. Do you? Why is it? Now, Judas was not called as lost people are called the sons of perdition. That wasn't his title. That was not his title. His title was the son of perdition. This is King James?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I just asking. I can't never tell anymore, you know. Turn your Bible to 2 Thessalonians 2. Chad, will you turn over to John 17 and find out about Judas? And I'm closing. I would love to stay another hour. I really would. I feel good right now. I'm just teaching you.
Come on, you're doing.
Now, I didn't say this 100%, did I, Kim? I'm just saying. Could be. I just want to at least show you this. Let's see here. Second Thessalonians 2. If you're there, say amen. Help me find it. Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed. Who's that? Yep. Antichrist. The son of perdition. Chad, you find that reference for me?
Wow.
John 17? Huh? Wait a minute. Thank you. King James?
Yes.
Okay. Turn to John 17:12. Now notice this. This is the Lord's Prayer. And He's praying for us that we are eternally saved, right? How many of y'all still with me? He says, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost. But, the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. That's it. I ain't trying to put you on the spot. It seems, on the surface here, Judas didn't have a chance because he was predestined to fulfill that position. Now, I've got to quit. Do I have y'all thinking? Now, Miss Flora, I'm not going to go out and say 100%, but there is some smoke in that, or fire in that smoke. Judas was called the devil. Judas died and went to his own place. Matthew 25 said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. If you go, you'll go as an intruder. But he didn't. He went back to the abyss.
That's awesome.
And then, even if he isn't or is, the beast is coming out of that abyss. I think I'll quit. Oh! Well, David, did I not tell you he's going to try to duplicate? The dragon's going to try to duplicate that. That's, well, I'm just telling you, that's what the dragon's trying to do. Yes, sir. I'm over my head trying to find a way out of here, Alice.
That would mean he would have to have an antichrist ready at all times.
His antichrist is in the abyss.
But I mean,
see, here's the thing about it is when this has happened, the rapture's already happened, right?
Body ready at all times.
The beast is in the abyss, ready to be revealed, whether he's Judas or not. He's ready. Well, this is why they call it Bible study. You say, I don't agree with everything you said tonight. I may disagree with myself by in the morning, okay? Because let me tell you, I'm still learning. And I've flipped back and forth a couple times on a couple things over my 50 years of preaching. It's just an amazing book.
It really is.
And I got to be quite honest with you. When I think I got it, then I find out how ignorant I am and I don't have it. Then another verse comes and says, how you explain this verse in light of that verse, then I'm back in the turmoil. But I can state this with a fact. I'm not going in the tribulation. There will be a beast, whether his name is Judas or not. And there will be an unholy trinity. And you ask this question. I personally believe there will be a fake or real or whatever resurrection. Because he was or he is and he was and he shall be. Now, I'm closing. Oh, my goodness, what a question. Who's that? No, he never was of us. He was with them. I'm going to show you something. Go home and answer. I want you to answer a question. I already know the answer, but I'll let you answer it. Did Jesus ever perform a miracle? Oh, don't you shake your head no real quick. Don't you shake your head no real quick. I'll let y'all do that in Bible study. Just ask y'all a question. Huh?
Didn't Jesus give all the apostles power to do miracles and all that, including Jesus? He was one of them.
He was one of them. And one of the Gospels seems to say that. And I can't think of the one right now. Anybody else got a question before I leave? I know I'm after 8, it's 8:09. Huh? Oh, yeah, he's here. He was Jew. And the Antichrist is going to be Jew. And I'd love to know if Judas was out of the line of Dan or not. I don't know. Huh? Satan did enter. And Satan will enter the beast. All I know is he was the son of perdition. The devil came into him. And by the way, the devil's going to empower the Antichrist in the middle of the tribulation, enter into him. And you know what the Antichrist is going to do? He's going to walk in the temple and declare himself to be God when Satan gives him that final authority to do it. That's Matthew 24. How many learned one thing tonight? Please don't go out here and say your pastor's lost his marbles. No, I haven't. I have give you scripture. I'm not saying, did I say I was 100% right on a couple issues? No. Most likely, but no. No, that's being arrogant. That's for sinful Susie. Now, here's a question I want to ask you before I dismiss. In the light, how many of y'all believe that's a horrific time? How many of you right now say, preacher, I know I'm saved and I won't be in that time? Raise your hand. Hold them high. Thank you. All right. Everybody look like you raised your hand. Stand and I'll pray and dismiss us. Be sure to share this. Might as well let the whole world know how crazy I am. I did not prepare to go. Allison, you ever in your, not prepare, but you went? I just did. I had some references, but I didn't know I was going to go that deep into this tonight. But we'll move on next time. Father, we love you. I'm glad for this church. I'm glad they love the Bible. And we can differ on things. Ain't nobody in here has 100% knowledge, or we're not infallible. And I know I'm not. I do thank you for the Holy Spirit that has revealed things to me. And you said, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered in the heart of man what you've got laid up, but the Spirit has revealed it to us. And Lord, I don't need to get another copy of another Bible to understand your Bible. I need to yield to you, the Holy Spirit, and to understand the Bible. So thank you, Lord, tonight for our lesson. In Jesus' name, amen.